From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed, the Monster Cast has arrived live from these Crossbreed Holster studios, where, by the way, there are signs telling us we can't have food or drink in the studio. They're worthless because we ignore them. We have food or drink in the studio, do we not?
We do.
We do. We have a couple things of water in here. There's a Diet Coke in here. Well, I'll tell you who that secret guy is over there in just a minute. But just as criminals ignore gun-free zone signs and any law they choose, I have a huge lineup for you today, and you're going to love it, I promise you. It's because criminals do. I got to stay on that for a second. Do you know any criminals that obey signs that say anything?
Last time I checked, they were criminals.
You know a little bit about criminals?
A few.
Okay. That's maybe in another hour in the show we'll cover that. All right. Criminals ignore signs just like I ignore to new listeners, what I'm talking about is gun-free zone signs are worthless. There's a sign on the studio door that says no food or drink, and I've got water here, and there's always cracker wrappers. Sean, every time I've gone into any radio station, any studio, anywhere in the country, I've got pictures with me and Sean down in Dallas with the sign, no food or drink, as I'm holding a water cup. We're getting ready to walk through the door. So I'm going to digress there. But let's go to the lineup first. I have a huge lineup for you today on this humongous national broadcast heard in hundreds of radio stations in hundreds of cities across America every week and growing like a weed. Not only a ginormous lineup for you, but, well, let's just say I don't have enough time to discuss everything I'd like to, unfortunately, because I had to do a lot of research triage this week. And research triage, again, for new listeners, the socialist left is throwing the content at me faster than I can keep up with. This past week was absolutely no exception to that rule. In fact, it was probably, I would say, double or triple the content we usually get, which we still can't keep up with, even on 6 days of radio. It's crazy. So we're going to try to cover as much of it as we can with you, but no guarantees. I have a whole list of things that I want to go over with you. I'll give you an example of it in just a couple of seconds. So I want you to buckle in for the ride because we are going to move quickly today. By the way, New York Metro Market, 103.9, Long Island News Radio. How the heck are you, right? New listeners, KHOB, Hobbs, New Mexico, 1390. All my affiliates in Mexico, in New Mexico, Albuquerque, Roswell, and others. Your state is on the topic list today. A couple stories coming out of New Mexico. The Great Northwest, Seattle, Portland, Olympia, Spokane. Eugene, all of you, the beautiful Pacific Northwest, the PNW I used to call it years ago. Welcome to all of you across the Fruited Plain. So let's get started a little bit here. What happened last week, and what do we expect to go down this week as it pertains to your freedoms? Let's just say that last week, Sean, I just gave it away, Sean Jurgensen, former Georgia State Representative, you're going to sit here with me for 3 hours. You are actually in the studio with me. I'm making eye contact with you, and that's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you for being here. So let me go into a couple of these things that we're going to cover this week. Okay, you and I were able to talk about some of them off air. Let's tell the listeners what we're going to look into. Angry Mark reared his head a couple times on last week's daytime show, and we'll try to keep him contained today, but there are no promises because some of this content just brings Angry Mark out. For you new listeners, who is Angry Mark? Well, Angry Mark is the other side of this Mark. I like to think I'm a nice guy, but Angry Mark isn't. Angry Mark is unbridled passion. It's real. That comes out whenever he feels the need, and maybe we'll see him today. I could read for you a quote. I think I read a quote to you from Cuomo that I covered on the daytime program. I'll read that in just a couple minutes because that's what that brought Angry Mark out first last week, what that gun-hating freak in New York State. New York, thanks a lot for that, by the way. We do appreciate it. Thanks for him and Cuomo, and among many others. But he made some comments that were just, to use his own words, ludicrous, to say the least, Sean.
They were.
All right, we'll cover that in just a minute. Okay, what else? What else is happening today? Man, oh, man. Let me go back to that. Too much to cover in these 3 hours. We're going to do our best. Let me start with this. No matter what else went down, I don't think there was anything more important last week than the two clown posse socialist-led bills that are the first two shots, I guess I could say, of what will be many across the bow from the Democrat Socialist clown posse left, right?
And that's what brings out the angry Mark.
It
the,
did.
Elected Democrat Socialist.
Socialists. I don't know that there's any more Democrat there.
You're right.
Well, they're out of the box. I think Obama planted that seed to allow the socialist to germinate, and it did. It took root, and now as a result of his presidency, we're seeing them now. Really, their true colors, right? I mean, this is nothing new. They're just able now to do what they're doing. Fair statement?
I think that's a fair statement, and they are unabashed in doing it. I think it's going to get more and more dangerous over the next 12 months going into the 2020 election. I don't know that this is the tip of the iceberg, what we saw this week.
Oh, it is, too. It really is. H.R. 8 is what we're talking about. H.R. 8 is the universal background check bill. And what H.R. 8 does is criminalizes all private firearms transactions, period. Correct?
Correct.
You hold an FFL. You're a gun dealer. I got to go into loaning a gun, and that's on the topic list for later. So let me back off on that for now, okay? We'll cover that in the next segment because I got a great email from somebody. What else happened? Of course, H.R. 8, the universal background check we're talking about. The Democrats passed out of the House with a margin of 50, including 8 Republicans, Sean. We'll name those 8 Republicans because we can, we should, and you, listener, need to know who they were and who sold you out. Criminalizing all private gun sales and loaning of guns. But again, more about that in a minute. I got a great email. Also, H.R. 1112, the enhanced background check bill. Sean, they call it the Charleston loophole. Now, I had never heard of the Charleston loophole before a murderer in Charleston murdered 9 people at the AME church. Have you ever heard of the Charleston loophole?
Not until this week.
Okay, what they do is they create a loophole and search for a solution, then file a bill so they can come after all law-abiding gun owners. Because criminals don't buy their guns, as a general rule, from you. And we know that from a DOJ study that showed less than 1% of all criminals in an interview with over 300,000 inmates. This wasn't a survey. This wasn't a scientific poll. This was an interview with over 300,000 inmates that showed less than 1% actually bought their guns at gun shows or at retail. Most of them, how do they get their guns? You know a little bit about this.
Well, unfortunately, we do. Criminals don't purchase firearms. They
steal them. And you know, unfortunately, about that. You've been a target. And I know it is, to suggest for somebody like Nasty Pelosi or any Democrat socialist, for that matter, to suggest that somehow criminalizing private sales of firearms is going to stop crime in any way, shape, or form, or even have a dent, I think is intellectually dishonest. Again, a fair statement?
It's a fair statement. And I think with H.R. 1112 and reviewing and looking at that piece of legislation, it's extremely concerning because the federal government will have a way to prevent a law-abiding citizen from purchasing a firearm in a very real potential if this bill becomes law.
We're going to cover H.R. 8 and H.R. 1112 in the next segment also. And I want to, if that's a quick segment, then Rob Simpson from the Gunbox is going to be here to announce a new giveaway promotion that we're doing with the Gunbox. It's going to be great. So listeners, make sure you tune in segment 3. And then we'll have time again, Sean, in segment 4 to wrap some of this up. But in addition to those two bills, this was two shots across the bow. This was the socialists letting you know this is what we have in store for you. If we obtain power beyond what we currently have, this is what we're going to do. This is what a Democrat socialist president will sign. And there's more. This is just, as they've told us, this is just the beginning. And we know what that means. That means they lead to the failure of H.R. 8 because it won't stop anybody unless there's a gun registry. Because guess what, Sean? The government doesn't know if you loaned me a gun.
That is correct.
Well, they're going to call that, that's going to be a loophole, isn't it?
That's right.
They're going to name that loophole. They're going to call it the universal background check loophole, and they're going to aim to close it. And the only way they can close it is with registration so they know where that is. It's that simple. We're going to cover those in detail. Other fun stuff. Trump's response to those bills at CPAC was pretty much in your face. His entire two-hour speech at CPAC was pretty much in your face. Bloomberg was beaten back in Ohio this week. Did you know that?
I did.
On the START program, our good friends at the Buckeye Firearms Association up there are working closely with the START. Of course, our good friend Jim Irvine up there, the executive director. And he's done amazing work. If you've got armed teachers in Ohio now, the program is working. It's moving across the country. Bloomberg tried to stop it, and he failed miserably. Florida, Governor DeSantis blaming that fired loser sheriff. Israel, the political hack for the murders in Parkland, out last week with statements. There's a family in Texas suing the gun manufacturer for the church slings.
Gun dealer.
Gun dealer.
The manufacturer.
He's going after the dealer, too?
Yes.
Wow, okay, we'll go into that. A Delta pilot left a gun in the cockpit. Liberals freaked. You know what I took away from that? Well, he shouldn't have done it. At least we know he was armed. I took that away from that. Glad to know he was armed. And by the way, the gun he left in the cockpit did not get up and start running up and down the aisles and harming anybody. Don't laugh. That mic is still live. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Great program for you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that rejoin. I appreciate it very much. Got to spend some time on a stage with Mike Gallagher on February 8th, back that weekend for the expo down in Orlando with our great Salem family, AM 660, The Answer. It was a wonderful time, and 105.5. Can't forget that. I did forget to mention the rest of the guest lineup. I was all sitting here talking with you about some stuff. That's what's going to be really fun about this show today. We're going to be able to cover a lot of things face-to-face and do it with our guests. And that it just makes the conversation so much easier, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
You know, we don't have to drive down to, you know, so yeah, that's a good thing. Stephen Strombolé, the attorney, Strombolé is going to be here. He's the attorney handling the bump stock case, Sean. And we had a setback. I call it a setback. The trial court, federal, denied the injunction.
But I think we all recognize that that was going to happen.
We did. I'm sorry to say that it shouldn't have happened. No. It would seem as it's going to move through the court, but the judge was very, let's just say we're going to go into a lot of that in the next hour with and also David Kodria, who is the plaintiff in the case.
Right.
So that's going to be a powerful hour with the two of them. And then in hour three, we've got Beth Bauman from Town Hall is going to be joining us, and Dr. John Adeen from Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners. But yeah, the bump stock thing, personal for me because I have one. And I told my listeners across the country, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not giving it up. I'm not driving to the ATF saying, here you go, take my property. Where's my $147 or whatever, too?
Exactly.
But we're going to cover that ruling from that lower court judge in the next hour, and I think you'll find it fascinating. In fact, I know you will, listener. There's a lot more at stake. This isn't about bump stocks. Let me make this clear. I don't care if you like bump stocks, hate them, don't care about them. It doesn't make any difference. What you need to care about is how this entire process went down, and you're going to hear about it in tremendous detail. We're going to learn something new together with the attorney that's handling that case. Let's flip back over to H.R. 8. Let's talk about the quote-unquote universal background check bill and why that's important, even though we know it's not going to get out of the Senate. It's DOA. We already know that. Trump said at CPAC yesterday, don't worry, I have you covered. We're going to be here another 6 years. You're in great shape. And I believe that, too, by the way. As far left as the left is going now, and the campaign that they're getting ready to run and between now and 2020, it's just going to who's going to out-left who, and America's going to sit there going, what, are you kidding me? This 29-year-old dimwit from the Bronx, or wherever she's from, the Bronx dimwit, is writing their platform?
Their script.
I mean, come on, this is guaranteeing an election. I feel confident saying that right now, but I'm going to digress for a minute. Let's go back to H.R. 8, Universal Background Check Bill. It's been your experience as an FFL and a state legislator, because you had them coming at you as a state legislator with these dopey bills too, didn't you, on a regular basis?
Regular basis.
How did you counter it when you were a state legislator?
Well, I think we have to even take a step back from that. I think one of the dangerous issues that we have is that the press has hammered the fact that we need universal background checks. There's not a gun owner in the United States that wants a weapon in the hands of somebody who does not need to own
a
weapon.
Of course, we all know that.
And so that's what the left and the press continue to press. And it sounds good. Sounds like we need universal background check because we don't want weapons in the hands of people who aren't supposed to have them. The problem is, you, my friend, come to my house and I say, oh, hey, you know, you left your gun at your house, you know, why don't you take mine for the afternoon? This bill would make you a criminal.
A felon. A federal felon.
Federal felon.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a minute, because I have some emails relative to that. I was speaking on the daytime show about loaning a gun. You know, I used to travel significantly more than I do now, but that's beginning to pick up in the next few weeks. That's going to start again. But until it does, my travel slowed down a little bit. But, boy, I'll tell you what, when it was hot and heavy there for a while, and I'm talking every couple weeks in an airplane, going somewhere, back and forth, some type of venue, be it a SHOT Show, an NRA show, a USCCA show, something with a customer, some sponsor, whatever it was,
in most cases, I didn't fly with a gun. I didn't have to check a bag in with a gun for darn near 2 years because everywhere I went, just by fluke, I had somebody there who lent me a gun, which made it a whole lot easier than having to check a bag in when I not the process that that bothers me, Sean, of checking the gun. It's easy to do. It's just that I didn't have to check a bag in because I didn't have a gun so I could carry it on with me, making my travel a lot less of a hassle. I didn't have to wait around at baggage, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Went to Sarasota, had Lee, Lee Williams, the gun writer, who picked me up a couple years ago at the airport, handed me a firearm to have for the 2 days there. Under this bill, I can't do that anymore because what? I have to go to see you as a dealer if he's going to loan me that gun, correct?
That is correct. And do a background check.
Fill out a 4473. That, listener, is the NICS check, National Instant Criminal Check System. So you have to fill that out. Now, here's the kicker. I have a Florida concealed carry permit. In Florida, if you buy a gun, now keep in mind, I can't buy a handgun in Florida because I'm not a resident of Florida.
Georgia resident.
And a very astute listener in Alaska notified me of that. I'll get to these emails, I promise. Well, you're listening up there in Anchorage. I know you are. Thank you for the email. I appreciate it very much. What I'm trying to say is, so I'm only going to be there for 2 days. One night, maybe two. That's not enough time for me to get a background check done. Florida has extended their three-day wait to, if I'm not mistaken, 7 days. Listeners, let me know if it's five or seven. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Since Parkland, when Scott signed that bill. So I've got to go to you as a gun dealer, pass a background check, but then I can't take possession of that gun because I'm not a Florida resident. It doesn't matter if I have a Florida concealed carry permit. I can't take possession of that gun anyway, can I?
You cannot. But here's what's even more ridiculous. So our friends in New Mexico that are listening, our friends in Nebraska, you have a grandson. He turns 12. You're going to give him your shotgun. Oh, no, you're not. Because this law would make him a felon. It is insane the way that these people's minds work. But they know what they're doing. Make no doubt about it. They're smart. And they're incrementally chipping away. And as you said in the earlier segment, tip of the iceberg, it's coming down.
Yeah, this is a grand plan. These bills are together. H.R. 1112 works in conjunction with H.R. 8. We're going to take a break from talking about that for a minute. I want some clarification from you, Sean, as a dealer. Can you transfer a firearm to someone? Well, let's just put it this way. Let's just say that a relative of mine comes here from Ohio and I want to lend them a gun while they're here for 2 days. I currently can do that.
In this state, you can.
Here you go, Mike. Here you go, Mike. Right. Go ahead. Right?
Yes.
Under H.R. 8, I would be forced, if I were going to follow the law, to go down to you to get a background check before I could do that. But you can't transfer a gun to an out-of-state resident.
That is correct.
Even if it's a loan.
Handgun.
You can if it's a loan.
No.
No, not a handgun, but a long gun I can.
A long gun you can.
Right. So that's my whole point. Making it not even – that just wipes out anybody's ability to transfer me a gun or loan me a firearm, period.
That is correct.
Under H.R. 8. So there is no more loaning of a gun – to me, the next time I go to see my friends in Minnesota, or the next time I go to see my friends in Florida, or the next time I go to Kansas, if I don't want to travel, I'm now forced to bring my firearm, correct?
Or gifting a gun.
Covers the same thing.
Absolutely.
Out of state, handgun. That was by design.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing. They've been working on this for quite some time. They passed it with a 50-vote majority out of the House. When we come back, we're going to talk about, well, Rob from the Gun Box is going to be here. We're going to tell you how to get a free gun box. I've got one right here in the studio with me, Sean. You're going to see it here in just a second. And I'm going to show you how to get a free one when we come back with Rob Simpson from the Gun Box. I'm here with Sean Jurgensen, former state representative here in Georgia, and an FFL dealer. Back after this.
Okay, gun lovers, here we go. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you seven chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. So text the word ARMED to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your 7 entries before it's too late. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
A great discussion with former Georgia State Representative and a very good friend of mine, Sean Jurgensen. Sean, welcome back inside the studios. Glad you could come in here and make it today. It's wonderful to have you here. As always, you've been on the program many times in the past, and it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really fun. I appreciate you being here. We're talking about H.R. 8 and we're talking about H.R. 1112. We'll go back to those bills in a couple seconds. Sean, can you bring Mr. Rob Simpson in for me from the gun box? Sean, do we have a copy there? There we go. Rob, you got a copy with me?
Yeah, I got you.
There you are. Welcome to the show, my friend. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know what? I got a Facebook post up here earlier in the day, Rob, that you saw, and I've got one ready to go now because the two of us are going to do something really fun with the gun box. First, we'll talk a little bit about the gun box. Sean Jurgensen just you for the first. That's the first time you'd handled one.
It is first time. Very impressive.
What'd you think? What talk to me, because I told you I said to me I've always described this as the iPhone of gun safes. Was that an accurate description?
That's a great description.
The quality of the feel, the build when it opens, you get a the hydro.
Right. It's very well made.
It's fantastic. It's gorgeous, Rob. Tell us a little bit about the 2.0. That's the safe we're going to focus on here today, which is the one that I have. The two of us agreed, you know what, let's go ahead and do a promotion and give one of these away, right?
Right, yep.
All right.
So the 2.0, we created the 2.0, which is our kind of our workhorse. We sell a lot more 2.0s than the Echoes. It's more of a desktop model, has fast opening, has three ways to open. Uses fingerprint, also uses keypad, as well as RFID keys. People don't know what that is. Then it's in regards to, we got cards, fobs. We've also got some wearable technology, rings. We've got some wristbands as well, some stickers you can put on your phone. Real quick access. Also has USBs on the back, which you can use to plug in your phone, charge your phone. Also plug in Bluetooth speakers or other accessories. Just a great box. It'll hold two full size firearms, and it's also got an audible alarm on it, so that, you know, our whole mantra is helping keep families and kids safe. And with that audible alarm, it's really nice to be able to know if your child has or your teenager is, you know, trying to get into your gun box, whether it's moved or tampered.
Rob, if I have that box, for example, and I want to make it very clear, it can also be secured by cable into a car, correct, or a truck?
Right. Yeah, we've got a Kensington lock on the back of the 2.0, and that can be secured using a security tether cable. That's what that is, you know, around the foot of one of the seats. Nice thing, too, is it also has, it comes pre-drilled so that you can actually you could drill that into a nightstand. You can also do it in different orientations. You can do it upside down. You can do it to the side. Obviously, you can have it flat as well. So it's very versatile.
If I have the alarm feature, to me, I got some emails, and a couple people were asking questions. I also forwarded you a couple emails. Some people had some questions, and you were able to answer them for them. And one of them was someone that was talking about, can I use it in the truck? Is it portable? I recommended absolutely they can use it in their truck. And I think it's important. A lot of people need to know that we can also travel with this. This meets TSA guidelines as a locked, hard-sided container, right?
That's right. Yeah, it meets the guidelines. And I travel with mine quite a bit when we go to different trade shows and when we put our firearms in. Obviously, we have to declare.
Right.
But once we declare and we get that form, it's been really, really nice.
So theft, though, let's say, for example, I leave my truck unattended at the grocery store and I lock my gun box and it's tethered around the seat frame, for example. Someone tries to tamper with it. Is it going to go off? Can I set the alarm in it to go off to let me know that occurred while I was in the shop?
Yes. In fact, you would set it to right when you go into the store or the shop or whatever it is that you do in shopping. And when you come out, it would still be sounding an alarm. And obviously, you know, somebody couldn't get into it because it's tethered.
And Sean, when you, as someone who sells safes, you sell safes at your store, you sell other brands. I think the alarm itself, what a deterrent that would be for somebody breaking into your car. Think about that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
look at that box. Well, check that thing out. They try to yank it. All of a sudden, they realize it's tethered, and the alarm goes off. Is that what would trigger it, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Any movement, plus or minus 2 degrees, will move that, or any sort of vibration would set the alarm off. So, yes.
And that would be, I would think, if I'm stupid enough to try to break into somebody's car and steal that, when that alarm goes off, I'm probably going to bolt. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be waking up. If it was at night, you'd be waking up your neighbors. They'd be waking up their neighbors, or obviously.
So it's that loud.
Sound the alarm.
I haven't set the alarm on this yet. But how loud is it if it's going to wake up the neighbors, somebody trying to break in my car at night?
I mean, it sounds like a smoke alarm, so it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's not like so loud that it's going to hurt your ears, but it is definitely enough to where if somebody's outside or in close proximity, they're definitely going to hear it.
How do I turn it off? Is there an app that works with it? I'm curious. I don't know the answer to that question.
No, to turn it off, you use your just one of the methods to open it. So okay. you would push the shield and use your finger. You type in your keypad or you would use your RFID card or FOP. That would turn
and
it
that
off.
That cuts the alarm off. Sean, you were shaking your head. Yes. Right. What do you think?
I'm very impressed with the quality, and I think as we were talking about in the earlier segment with the alarm, we know that the criminal is the one that's going to break in your car and steal your gun because he doesn't go into the gun store and buy a firearm, right? Having an alarm as a deterrent, I think that's a great situation because, we know that cars are being broken in on a regular basis.
Yeah. Listener, if you're carrying a gun in your car, and I've done this, I'm going to be honest with you, I've left my gun in the car when I shouldn't have, maybe overnight in my driveway, should have brought it back in with me, right?
That's probably exactly all right.
And it happens a lot. In fact, I was listening to the Atlanta PD chief at a town hall meeting in the Buckhead area of Atlanta, which is a nice area that's being plagued with car break-ins, and over 1,000 firearms are stolen out of cars in those areas. People keep guns in their cars all the time, man. You take it out with you. When you go back in at night, and you don't leave it in your car at night. But if you have one of these things, at least if you lock it and forget it, if I'm hearing Rob correctly, and I am, that thing's going to make a whole lot of noise and probably send that kid or whoever it is that's breaking into the cars, or a professional thief, even worse, probably going to send them to another vehicle or out of that area altogether is going to be my guess. You're shaking your head.
I would agree.
So, I mean, that right there, listener, if you're keeping a gun in your car, you want to keep it in the car safely, now you have an option that will alarm and let you know. Maybe you're on a job site, for example, and you can't carry the gun with you, or you've... Like we said, you're going into the stores. Maybe you live in a place where you can't carry in the place that you're going. Maybe you're going into a restaurant. They serve alcohol. Whatever the case may be, you're going to hear that thing out in the parking lot. I love that because that's going to send somebody packing. Boy, I'll tell you what. When you've got technology like that, Rob, that's available to stop thievery like that, I mean, any extra thing we can do, I think, is as a responsible gun owner, we should do. Would you agree, Rob and Sean?
And having it
tethered. Exactly.
Having it tethered.
In
okay.
The vehicle. Yeah.
Hey, Rob, we're getting ready to take a break here, and here's what I'm going to do because I've got to let you go from this break. Is I'm going to tell everybody how we're going to do it. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Win a free gun box 2.0. Simply like and share the post for your chance to win. Rob, we're going to name that winner live on Armed American Radio on Sunday 3/17. Does that sound like a plan, my friend?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, we're loving it. That's what we were talking about during the day. When I get off this microphone during the break, I'm going to make that post live with two photos of the gun box, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. All you have to do is like and share the post. We know who you are, and the winner will be drawn at random 2 weeks from right now. We'll be back.
Okay, gun lovers, here we go. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. So text the word ARMED to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your 7 entries before it's too late. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Perfect gun time. Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
What a great rejoinder, isn't it, Sean?
That is awesome.
Don't you love that? A little bit of, you remember that eruption, right?
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen ripping it up. Love it. The Gun Box, perfect timing. We just had Rob Simpson on, and you know we had a little delay kicking him on the phone, but that's fine. Here's the deal. That post is up on Facebook now, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Just under 100,000 of you are fans on that page. Make sure you head over there. Join the page. Like the page, for crying out loud. Like that post. It's up top. We're going to pin that post up top for you on Facebook. Win a free Gun Box 2.0. Simply like and share this post for your chance to win. Winner will be drawn live on Armed American Radio on Sunday, 3/17/2019. Good luck. That's what the post reads. And there's a photograph. There's two photographs of the Gun Box that are up there right now, showing it on a table or a nightstand, and one sitting on what appears to be a kitchen counter. And it's got a picture of a phone there, so you get an idea of the size, and it's plugged in. It does not have to remain plugged in. You charge it. And the charge lasts, for 3 or 4 months. It's something crazy. I've only had to charge the thing one time, and I've never had a problem getting into the thing. Holds two guns. You've seen it. You hold it yourself.
Two guns and two magazines.
Two guns and two magazines. And that was a Smith & Wesson 686 Plus that I bought from your shop.
You did.
And a Glock 19, I believe, which I also bought from your shop.
You did.
So my Gun Box loves you.
And we love you.
And we love you. We need to come in and pick up that new Glock Slim. What's that? The
48.
Yeah,
you holding one for me? You got one in there?
I got more than one for
you. I'll be in tomorrow. You know that. I'll be in tomorrow. Okay. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Go over and like and share the post. That's all you got to do. When you do that, we see your name on there. That name is going to be drawn at random. We're going to hold this out for 2 weeks, get as many of you in there as we can. But remember, this is not 200, and the odds are not 1 in 297 billion. By the way, 297 billion. Million. That's
you wish you had that many, right?
I wish we had that many on there. I don't know why that would change my life, though. We've become so, we care about how many people like a page now, right?
Right.
To us, that means success.
To many, it does.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I try to live my real life real, but nonetheless, all right, I'll stop talking about this Facebook stuff, but it is fun, and somebody's going to win. And by the way, I did win the Powerball yesterday. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, I hit the Powerball. Powerball was 21. I got 21, so I won $4.
I would say you didn't have the other five numbers.
No, I was missing the other five. I was lacking those, but I hit the Powerball, so I can say I won. I hit the Powerball the other day. Let's go back to HR8. You pulled some stuff up during the break.
I did.
And sometimes the best radio is the radio that you don't get to hear because it's during the break. So let's bring that, what we were discussing during the break, to the listener. HR8, you found some nuance in there. What is it?
Found a little bit of nuance. So some family members' guns can be transferred without a background check. But interestingly enough, it precludes first cousins, in-laws, father-in-laws, brother-in-laws. And there is an exception for hunting, but not for ranching or farming. So all of our good listeners that are farmers out across our great, country, that thank you for what you do. But you'll be precluded from giving one of your ranch hands a rifle to take care and protect your livestock. It's an asinine.
Nobody does that anymore. This isn't the old West. Nobody protects their livestock in America today. We all live in big cities and New York or Los Angeles. Sean, come on.
Well, all the meat comes from the grocery store, right?
Right. And all the meat comes from the grocery store, right? And socialism works great, too, until we run out of somebody else's money, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's move to H.R. 1112 first, and we'll tie these together for a reason when we wrap up this hour. Because these two bills are working in conjunction together. And this was by design by the Democrats, by the Socialist Party. H.R. 1112, which closes that phony, made-up Charleston loophole, which was nothing more than human error. It was an agent made a mistake in Charleston. I hate to tell you this, but people can always make mistakes, right?
Absolutely.
So I guess a mistake now has to be named as a loophole to the lunatic left, regardless. The terrible part about 1112 is it takes the three-day wait. Now, I called it a conditional delay. You said it was something else on the 4473. As a dealer, if I go in to buy that Glock from you tomorrow, which may very well happen, I have to fill out a 4473. Assume I don't have a Georgia permit. We don't have a wait period here. But assume we had a three-day wait period, okay? And all of a sudden you come back to me because I didn't clear the background check. What do you see from the ATF?
All we see is initially would be a delay. When that's what comes up, we use an automated system online. It comes up as a delay. The FBI has 3 days, or ATF has 3 days, in order to either clear that transaction or deny that transaction. And if they don't clear it within 3 days or deny it within 3 days, then the dealer has the option of transferring the firearm. What this law would do would then make it 10 days.
But not just 10 days.
10
business days. So that extends it essentially. That's 2 weeks.
It is 2 weeks.
You are talking Monday through Friday is 5 days. Monday through Friday is 5 days. That is 2 weeks. Now, the NICS check is 30 days. Last 30 is from the moment
it's valid.
Valid for 30 days.
Valid for 30 days.
So the difference being here is that if you don't hear back from the ATF after that third day, you can call me and say, hey, Mark, come on down. Pick up your gun.
Your firearm.
Right?
Yep.
And you know me, and you're going to do that.
We do.
Because you know me. Now you have to notify me that it's time for me to go ahead and petition the FBI to extend it, or I have to petition them to get you to be able to make that phone call to me now.
That's correct. That's my understanding.
And that's another 10 days.
Which could be 20 days.
Which is a month.
That's 1 month.
because the weekend's involved. Now I get my Knicks check's no good, so I've got to go back and go doo-doop-dee-doop, and you get to tell me we have to fill out another Knicks check.
Oh, and by the way, it's delayed.
This can go on permanently. Did the Democrats just make a mistake when they concocted this and crafted this?
Absolutely not.
No, so this was by design.
Yeah, friends, don't make the mistake of thinking that the socialists are stupid or naive. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're dangerous.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Now, listener, I want you to be very clear with this. I can hear you. I can hear some people out there now saying, dude, this isn't going to get past the Senate. This is DOA. We've already been told. Why are you talking about this? I'll tell you why we're talking about this. Because at some point in time, things are going to change. We now have a socialist-controlled House of Representatives. 2 years ago, we did not. At some point in time, as much as I hate to tell you this, there will eventually be another Democrat in the White House. Oh, and guess what? At some point down the road, the Senate is going to flip. It happens. It has been happening in this country for over 200 years. Sean, the reason that we're talking about this is because the Democrats, not just to use the cliche that they're throwing a shot across the bow, what they are literally doing, and again, I apologize for the visual, Nancy Pelosi and Bloomberg and the rest of them are undressing themselves. We're seeing the vision they have for this country. What H.R. 8 is that vision, isn't it?
It is. And they are incrementally setting up pieces of legislation to drop the hammer when they do take over.
Eight Republicans, if we can call them that, jumped on board with the Socialist Democrats. Those people are going to put pressure in the Senate. It won't work this go-around, but make no mistake, elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. Big-time consequences. So here's how I'm going to leave you with this for right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about some consequences. The bump stock case is working its way through the courts. The attorney handling it, Stephen Sambalay, is going to be here, and he's going to be here with the plaintiff, David Kodria, in the case, our good friend. Until we meet in the next half hour, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com. USCCAOnAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAOnAir.com.